Jeff Weltman, the president of basketball operations. Boss man, congratulations. You must be ecstatic right now, huh?
Cloud nine right now.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's not an act either. You really are. I mean, these are two guys that you really targeted, aren't they?
We were in a really good draft spot, and we knew that we were going to come up with one of the elite players in the draft at six, and we believe that we did with Jonathan. Wesley was a kid that we had kind of targeted. Once you get to a certain point in the draft, I would say around 20-ish,
yeah.
We felt it kind of started to flatten out. And what I mean by that is not that the talent diminished, but that the opinions around the league started to vary greatly, where the same player at 33 could be gotten at 20 and vice versa. So Wesley's a guy that we had, you know, higher than we drafted him on our board, and we were really happy to come away with him.
Jeff Weltman here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. We knew it would be very, very difficult to get all four rookies on the roster, right? You give up 25, you give up 35. Is that what it's all about? It just would have been very, very hard to do that, Jeff?
I couldn't do that to our coach. It's too many rookies.
Right.
We already have a young team, and to add four rookies would have, driven Coach Vogel over the edge.
Sure, sure.
So we decided to target a couple players and try to defer those assets so that we could preserve them and still they'll hold value in the future.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan Isaac, what intrigues you the most about Jonathan, Jeff?
Don't know where to begin. I would say what intrigues me the most is I think he's a great kid, and we have to start there. There are so many talented players in the NBA who don't reach their potential, and this kid has as much talent as anybody that I've seen recently, and our staff was very high on him. As soon as I hit the meetings with our group, they were just Jonathan Isaac, and not that John and I hadn't scouted him ourselves, but to be able to sit with all of our group and be on the same page with him. But if you ask me the one thing, he's just a great kid. He's team-oriented. He's a worker. And he plays smart basketball.
That's interesting because the word character comes up an awful lot with you and with John Hammond as well. And really the quality of the individual is almost important as the talent, just as important as the talent. Is that correct?
You need both. And you know, there are different push-pull levers that we all have to face in this business, and you're never going to get it just right with the person because, you know, it's not just right with me and it's not just right with you. We're all human beings. And so to find a guy who's an elite talent and an elite person is unique, and you get excited about those guys as we are about Jonathan.
President of Basketball Operations Jeff Weltman here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez live from Amway Center. Jonathan did not come to Orlando for the workout. I asked him about that, and he said that was a strategy of his agent. Was that a big concern for you, knowing that you did not really get to, at least here in Orlando, sit down face-to-face and have him work out against air here in Orlando? Was that a big concern for you, Jeff?
You know, the draft process is changing. These days, you can't draw a line in the sand of we won't draft a kid if we don't get a workout or this sort of thing. Kind of back in the day, you could do that, but it's becoming more prevalent, and different teams are having access to visits or medicals and this sort of stuff, and you kind of have to keep an open mind to getting as much information as you can, doing extensive intel and background work on your own. But I will say that you know, John and I were able to meet with Jonathan for a couple hours, which definitely helped. Not that we didn't have a comfort level with him already, but to be able to sit face-to-face with him and be able to talk to him and just look him in the eye and yeah. See what kind of kid he was and get a feel for his energy and his commitment and his integrity, you know, went a long way.
Yeah, he's an articulate kid, bright kid as well. And whenever we talk about John Hammond and Jeff Weltman, we have to talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo as well and a possible comp. And I know you guys get sick and tired of that kind of stuff, but is there a comp to Giannis at some point in time in this kid's career?
I don't know. I mean, I never want to put that kind of comparison on a kid at this stage of his career. What we told Jonathan, here's his goal for year one: be the hardest worker on the team. Mm. That's his goal. If he does that, all the other stuff will take care of itself.
Yeah. Jeff Weltman, president of basketball operations, kind enough to join us here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez live from Amway Center. Second round pick Wesley Iwundu, a kid that I know you kind of targeted, had him in a couple of times for workouts, another very impressive kid. What did you see in this kid that you really liked, Jeff?
It's funny. You know, he was a guy that John and I had liked before we got here, and the staff here liked him, and so they had had him in for a workout before we arrived. And they said he was really good, and we liked him. So Matt Lloyd did a tremendous job, was able to get him back in for a second workout so that we were all able to kind of put our heads together collectively. And so much to like about this guy. Mostly, he just looks like an NBA player. Huh. You know, he's got length. He's got athleticism. He's got quickness. He physically is able to compete in the NBA at a high level. So now you've got to connect some of the dots with his skill set and with his experience level, and that will come because, again, high character, hard right. worker, team-oriented. We spoke to a lot of coaches and guys who had touched him over the years and just got nothing but the highest possible praise.
Very, very difficult for second-rounders to make NBA rosters, but I reading between the lines here, Mr. Weltman, it sounds as if this kid has a real shot here.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't ever want to get into the business of Coach Vogel's job and who he wants to put on the floor. But, you know, the thing about when you are looking at guys at a certain point in the draft, you're going to have some pros and some cons. And one of the questions you ask yourself is, how does he find his way onto the floor? And with Wesley, his defense could get him on the floor early as the rest of his skills progress. But he's a smart player. He's going to work hard, and one thing he will do is defend.
Interesting. Jeff Weltman here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Okay, the draft is done now, and now the even harder part begins. That's free agency. It begins next week. The Magic, roughly $15 million or so in cap room. Do you plan on being active in free agency? That's the obligatory question, obviously. I have to ask you that, Mr. Welton. But do you plan on being active next week?
Yes. We'll always be active. We'll always be aggressive. We'll always seek out opportunity. We do want to do it within the parameters of what we're trying to accomplish and growing our young players. So we'll visit with Coach Vogel and try to understand exactly where we think we need to fill holes. And obviously free agency is a marriage, you know, so the other player has to feel the same about us. So these are the sorts of discussions that we'll be starting to have July 1 and finding out who likes us and if we like them and they like us and there's a marriage, let's go for it. But we will be very aggressive in trying to understand how we can improve ourselves now and maybe even help ourselves in the future.
I have about a minute to go here, Jeff, but I thought you said something really interesting last night because I'm one of those guys, swing for the fences, go talk to Paul George, talk to Aldridge, talk to Butler, just get in the game. You said something very interesting. You said you have to earn your way into those conversations. I thought that was very poignant. You're in the process of earning your way into those conversations right now, aren't you?
I hope so. I mean, I wouldn't say that about ourselves, but hopefully someone else will say that about us at some point soon. You know, but we certainly have to get there, and that's the goal right now, is to get to a point where we can make deals like that.
Yeah, Jeff, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's go get them in free agency, okay, boss?
Let's do it.